between Bohr and Heisenberg remains a source of considerable controversy. Oppenheimer himself later wrote, cryptically, "Bohr had the impression that they, Heisenberg and his colleague Carl Friedrich von Weizsäcker, came less to tell what they knew than to see if Bohr knew anything that they did not. I believe that it was a standoff." One thing is clear, however. Bohr came away from the encounter with a great fear that the Germans might end the war with an atomic weapon. In New Mexico, he conveyed this fear to Oppenheimer and his team of scientists. Not only did he tell them that Heisenberg had confirmed the existence of a German bomb project, Bohr also displayed a drawing of what he said was a bomb, allegedly sketched by Heisenberg himself. One glance, however, persuaded everyone that the sketch depicted not a bomb, but a uranium reactor. "My God," Bethe said when he saw the drawing, "the Germans are trying to throw a reactor at London." If it was disquieting to learn that the Germans were indeed working on a bomb project, it was reassuring that they seemed to be pursuing a highly impractical design. After discussion of the issue, even Bohr was persuaded that such a bomb would fizzle. The next day, Oppenheimer wrote Groves to explain that an exploding uranium pile would actually be a quite useless military weapon.